Today's Shi'ez Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph. We will begin on Daf Yud Amud Beis. Two lines from the bottom, Zman Nasi, Tzarech, Gid, Simen. Begins the Gemara Tanah Rabbanan, Eimer Abrim, Asashana. The Gemara continues to teach us the halachas of how we declare a year a leap year. It says the Gemara, Eimer Abrim, Asashana, we only could bring to the Bezdin, who are going to decide if we should make it a leap year. Ella b'muzumanim la. Dayanim who appointed before, the day before, to have to play this role. Rashi says that we have to appoint them the night before. Appointing them that day is too late. You have to appoint them the night before. And the reason is, for the entire reason that we need to do this invitation, because we want that these Dayanim should prepare themselves for this position and learn the halacha and be familiar with the subject matter before the actual deliberations begin. The Rambam says, and this will be relevant to what we discuss later in the shir, that not only must we only use Dayanim who were previously asked to do so, but it has to be the Nasi who invites them. The Rabbeinu Chananu says that it doesn't necessarily have to be the Nasi appointing each person. The Nasi could just go into Beis Medrash and say seven people should be prepared for tomorrow for this job. The Meiri says that it's not necessary for the Nasi to do it himself. The Nasi could have a Shliach do it on his behalf. Says the Gemara Meisber Gamliel, Shama, there was an incident where Gamliel said, Hishkimuli Shiva, I want to have ready seven Dayanim for tomorrow morning for this deliberation. And Hishkim, Umatza Shmaina. And in the morning he discovered that there were eight Dayanim there. Amma, who is the individual, Shalosh Shlei Brishus, who came here without permission, Shiyarid, that he should please leave, he has no permission to be here. Amit Shmuel HaKotten, so Shmuel HaKotten got up, and he said, Anihu Shalisi Shlei Brishus, I am the one that came here without being invited. V'loy Labus Hashana Lisi, and he explained himself, the reason I did this is not because I wanted to participate in making the year into a leap year. A limit halacha lemaisa, I wanted to learn how this is done. Halacha lemaisa trachti. Amalei, so Gamaliel said, Shebani Shave, please remain here. Ruyas kol hashana kulos abba al yotcha. All years you should be on the bezdin that makes the year into a leap year. Alamr chachamim, you are certainly the person that belongs here. Alamr chachamim, Chazal said, Sheimer am sashana. We only use people who were previously invited. So the Farshim asked, how did Reb Gamliel not know who was there without being invited if he was the one that invites them? But if we follow the approach of Rabbeinu Chananu or the Meiri, that we don't have to have the Nasi himself do the invitation, then the halach is that he didn't necessarily know who was invited. The Rabbeinu Yoina, who obviously follows the approach that it has to be the Nasi that invites them, his approach to this Gemara is that Rav Gamliel also knew that who was the person that was not invited. But he too did not want to embarrass anyone. The Ran says that Rav Gamliel went into Beis Medrash, and he said, seven of you should be prepared. And that was enough, but he didn't say which seven, and that's how they ended up with this amount of people. From here we see, say the Mefarshim, that the Meiri makes this point, that the person who's not invited can't be counted towards the group. But even though he can't be counted towards the group, doesn't mean he may not be in the room. And that's why he wasn't the problem when Shmuel HaKotten said that he he was there to learn, even though he wasn't part of the group. Why was Shmuel HaKotan called Shmuel HaKotan? So Yerushalmi gives two reasons. One reason is Shemaknanas Atzmai. He always acted in a humble, modest way. Well, another reason is that he was a drop less of a level of a Madregan and Shmuel HaRamasi. And as the Yad Rama explains, that really he was at the same Madrega. And Shmuel was really at the same Madrega as Shmuel HaNavi. The difference is in the generations that they lived. In Shmuel HaRamasi, the people were not on that level. And the level of the people has a direct impact on how you are. The Sefer Chassidim says, if somebody is together with a group of people and something happened inappropriate and we don't know who was the one that did it, the person should get up and say, I am the one that did it, even though he wasn't the one that did it. And he brings a raya from the story we're going to learn, how Ramey gave somebody a divorce, even though he certainly wasn't the one that was obligated to do it. And that's why, here too, you have to be ready to volunteer that you did something wrong, even though you didn't. The Chidah asks that in our Gemara, that you say, but you shouldn't say you did something wrong. But here, Shmuel HaKotan said, I did something wrong. So from here, the Chidah says, not only should you be prepared to volunteer that you did it wrong when you really didn't, but you could even lie to, you could say so. The Ben Yoyada disagrees. And the Ben Yoyada says, it wasn't that Shmuel HaKotan said explicitly that he did it. It was just, it was inferred. It says the Gemara, V'loi Shmuel HaKotan Hava, and it wasn't Shmuel HaKotan, Ella Inishachrina, was really someone else. However, Machmas Ksifusoi, because he didn't want to embarrass somebody else, that's why he did it. So the Masha asked the question that, yes, what Shmuel HaMasi did is very admirable, but what's going to happen is that we're going to end up, he was in one of the invited people. So if he's going to leave and the people who are not invited will remain, we're going to end up with a situation that an uninvited dayan is making the Ibra Hashana. So the Yerushalmi really avoids this question. And the Yerushalmi says that really what happened was they did not do the proceedings that day. They waited to the next day. And the next day, the right people were there. Says the Meiri, as we said before, the Meiri says that's not a problem because everybody remained. Indeed, there were eight people. But as the Meiri, as we said earlier, is of the opinion, if somebody is in the room, even though he's not one of the Dayanim, and he's not in the count, and he wasn't invited from the day before, his being there doesn't disqualify the proceedings to go on. The Or Sameach actually disagrees. Dar Sameach says that the Rambam would not allow that. Dar Sameach is going to have to say that he was there, that they just disbanded for that day, and the next day only the people who were there supposed to be, they were there. And the Ben Yoyada says that the wording that was used, Shev B'ni Shev, why did he use the word Shev twice? He said, you Shmuel HaKotan, you belong here. And not only do you belong here, but even next year, Shev B'ni Shev, next year you will again be invited to come. You are the kind of dayan that I want to have in my Bezdin. Says the Gemara Kihada Yosef Rebbe Kadosh. We have a similar story, says the Gemara, where the Rebbe was giving a shir. V'riach reich shum. There was obviously somebody who was there who had just eaten garlic, and the odor of the garlic bothered Rebbe. Am misha ochel shum yetze. Whoever was the one that ate garlic should please leave. Amid Rav Chiya v'yotzu. So Rav Chiya got up and left. Amid the Kulam v'yotzu, and they all left. B'shachar, Matzah Rav Shimon b'Rebbe. The next morning, Rav Shimon Rebbe's son meets Rav Chiya. Amale at hu she'tzart al Abba. You are the one that bothered my father by coming to the shir with just having eaten garlic. Amalei, like take us be Israel. I would have never have done something like this. I just did it not to embarrass somebody else. So there's two ways of understanding the Gemara. One way of understanding the Gemara is that's the way Rashi seems to understand the Gemara, that he said to him, how could you have done something like this, come to the shir and have eaten garlic? They understood that it was he who ate the garlic. Other mefarshim saying that, of course, they knew that it wasn't Rav Chiya that ate garlic as he came to attend the shir of Rebbe. Rather, they explain that what happened over here was that he got up not to embarrass the person who had eaten the garlic. And because he got up and everybody else got up, the question, what happened was that the shir disbanded. And because the shir disbanded, obviously it caused aggravation to Rebbe, who wanted to give the shir. And that's what they said, were you the one that caused our father to get upset that he lost the opportunity to say the shir? And in fact, there's an interesting question that the Shukei Chemed discusses here. He discusses here a shaila where there's a shir, a maggid shir gives a shir, and there's somebody who comes to tend the shir who works at a job, apparently, that causes that he should have some sort of a not nice odor emanating from his body. And the question is, what should he do? Should he say something to the person which will be hurtful, or should he not give the shir? So from our Gemara, it seems that the halacha is that one should not embarrass somebody else. But it's even at the price of Bittul Torah. But it's not really a perfect comparison, because here, in the case where Rebbe made this public announcement, the person who ate garlic should please leave. And then if the person gets up, of course, he'll feel very bad. So he'll be embarrassed by Rabbim. But if you have a person, and that's what Rav Chiya said, it's not worth giving a shir, learning Torah, if the price is embarrassing someone. But in our case, where you'll go over to this person who attends the shir and ask him quietly, this is an issue, maybe it would be mutter. Moreover, here it was just one shear. So this shear they won't learn. But to have a shear that's given on a regular basis disrupted because there's somebody who has this issue, it's much more complicated. Also, there is an issue that a person should know his situation, and a person should know that if he unfortunately has this issue that he's giving off an odor, he shouldn't be coming to a shir which could bother other people. Therefore, he's not quite sure what is the right thing to do. Says the Gemara, Rav Chiya Mehecha Gamrala, where did Rav Chiya learn that this is the person, the way to do it? Says the Maram Ramey, he learned it from Rameya. The Tanya Ma'is Bishach Shabos LeBeis Medrash Rosh Hashanah Rameya. There was an episode where a woman came to the Beis Medrash Rameya. V'amaloi Rabbi Echad Mikem Kitchani B'Bia. One of the people here was married me with Bia, and I don't know who that person is, and I need to have a get. And of course, having a kedushin through Bia is inappropriate. So therefore, nobody's going to identify themselves that they were the person. Amr Rameya. So Rameya said, everybody's going to write her a get, and like that, we'll avoid embarrassment. Amr Rameya, because I'll get Croesus. So Rameya got up and wrote a get Croesus. Vinosmal gave it to her. And once Rameya, the great Rameya, did it, so says the Gemara, Amr Vakasa Kulam Vinosmal, that they all could do so. And as the Mefarshim point out, what we learn from here is that not only are we supposed to do whatever we can to avoid embarrassing somebody, but if we think about this Gemara, there were the Rameyer and all the others who wrote a get, there were a price to pay for writing the get. The price to pay for writing the get is that they now cannot marry this woman's relatives. And even so, they were ready to do so and put themselves into that place versus embarrassing somebody. Ramei Mehecha Gamalon, where did Ramei learn this from? Says the Gemara, he learned it from Shmuel HaKotten, that we quoted the story earlier. Shmuel HaKotten Mehecha Gamalon, where did Shmuel HaKotten learn this from? Says the Gemara, he learned it from Shechanya ben Yechiel. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yad Shechanya ben Yechiel, Mnei Elim, V'yayim Ezra, Nachnu Ma'al Nebel Keinu, V'noshiv, Noshim Mechriyas, Me'amei Oritz, we married non-Jewish women. V'ata Yesh Mikol Yisrael Zois is the way to fix that. So we see that Shechanya includes himself together with everyone else, even though it's certain that he certainly didn't do that. He certainly didn't marry a non-Jewish woman. But in order to get people to all agree, to do what's right, he included himself. Continues the Gemara, Shechanya ben Yechiel Mehecha Gamala. And where did Shechanya ben Yechiel learn this from? From Yeshua. The Ksiv Yom Hashem al Yeshua, Kumlach, get up. Lamazat Neifel Apanecha, Chati Yisrael. Why are you falling? Klai Yisrael did an Aveira. Because when they went to battle of Ai, there were people that passed away. And Yeshua knew that the reason it must have happened is that people took from Yericho, the first city that they captured in Israel was the city of Yericho. And at that point, they had said that everything in the city of Yericho will be a cherim. And somebody obviously had violated that cherim. And because somebody had obviously violated that cherim, that's why Yeshua said, let's find out who violated that cherim. And like that, we'll be able to get back to what was violated, and we won't have this issue anymore. Amalafonim. So Yeshua says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Michot, who is the one that did the Aveira? Amaloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, V'chi delutra ani, am I a talebearer? Lech atel gerolos, make a geirul, and that's how you'll find out. But I won't be the one to tell you. And this is the basis for a very interesting and famous tshuva for a Moshe, in the Igros Moshe, Yerodei Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Gimel, where there's a Rebbe in a classroom, and somebody, there was obviously one of the Talmidim, did something inappropriate. And the question that was asked to Rav Moshe, is it appropriate for the Rebbe to demand that if there are Talmidim who know who was the one that did what wasn't supposed to be done, to come forth? And Rav Moshe says, V'chi delut l'arni. Rav Moshe says, in our Gemara we learn that it's inappropriate to be a person that carries tales, and a Rebbe who's trying to teach his children should not train his children, Talmidim, to act that way. Rav Moshe says that if one of the Talmidim comes forth on his own and reports to the Rebbe what's going on, that's a whole different story. However, Rav Ozna Zatzal, and the Shas Tshuva Shevet Alevi Chelik Tes Simen Lamedalad, he says that it's not the same. Of course, it should be not done in public, but quietly, one who knows what happened should come over. Because what about our Gemara? So Rav Ozna Zatzal says, in our Gemara, there was no way for you, in our Gemara, there was a way, as the Gemara ultimately tells us, for Yeshua to find out who was the one that did it. And as the Gemara says, make a geirul. So if a geirul is a way that it's going to be revealed, so therefore, the halacha tells us, don't have anybody come and be a delutler. But in a case where a geirul, there's no way to find out unless somebody will report what happened, Rav Volzner Zatzal suggests that it is permissible. V'ibayis, says the Gemara, v'ibayis ema mimoshe. Another proof how we learn that this is the way to behave is from Moshe Benu. Tiksiv, the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that on Friday they should collect a double portion of the mon, because on Shabbos the mon won't fall. And we know that the pasuk says that there were people that went out on Shabbos and took the mon. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, honor me antambi, when Moshe addresses Klal Yisrael, that all of you didn't do what you're supposed to do. And it's not true. It wasn't all of them. It was just a small group. Still, Moshe Rabbeinu used this word, these words, in order not to embarrass somebody. And Chaim Shmulevitz says, what is this lesson of this Gemara? The lesson of this Gemara is that one would assume that this type of behavior, with not to embarrass somebody, is appropriate behavior. And we could all understand that on our own. No, the Gemara says, why is it appropriate behavior? Because they learned it from the Rebbe going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Just because you think it's appropriate behavior doesn't make it into appropriate behavior. Only if we see that previous generations, our Rebbeim did it, that makes it into appropriate behavior. There's no longer Ruach HaKodesh in Klal Yisrael. There's still a baskol. There are many different interpretations. What is the difference between a baskol and a nevuah? The simple interpretation is that a baskol is an echo. And the definition of a baskol is that we don't hear, those that hear the nevuah, hear the nevuah only like an echo. They don't hear it so sharply. Another explanation is a baskol means it's a lower level of nevuah. It's like a child to a parent, which is already a second level of nevuah, a lower level of nevuah. Another pshat is that a baskol is only said to specific individuals. It's not said to everyone. They were all gathered in the attic of Guria in the city of Yericho. There's somebody here who's so great that the Shechina should be on him. His generation is not worthy. And they all realized that it was Hillel HaZaken. And therefore, says the Gemara, when Hillel HaZaken passed away, he was obviously such a great person. And as the Mefarshim say, he really wasn't a Talmud of Ezra. But just like Ezra took Klal Yisrael from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so too did Hillel come from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Another pshat is that Hillel was a person of a great leadership in Talmud Chacham, just like he learned that from Ezra. So the Mefarshim ask, how could it possibly have been that the Shechina should be on Hillel? The halacha is that the Shechina Shaira El Al Asher, only in a wealthy person. And we know Hillel was very poor. So Mefarshim explained that if a person is poor to help the people of a generation, that is not considered a situation that he shouldn't have nevuah. Hillel was poor, but he was poor only to help that the other people of his generation should be able to have money, and that's not considered a person. The point Alshach says in the Gemara that we see from here that great people, even at the moment of death, they continue holding on to that greatness. There was another time they were sitting in the attic in Yavna. And he, at the time of his death, was still saying, Shimon v'Yishmol l'charba. Shimon and Yishmol will be killed by the government. V'chavroi l'ktola. And all the year will be killed by sword, and all their colleagues, as we know, that Sarah Ruge Malchus, will be murdered mercilessly by the Romans. The Shara Aman, all the other people, Leviza will be taken away all their money. Va'akin sagin asidah l'meisa alma. Terrible tzaras will come on Klal Yisrael. Va'al Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava bikshul le'mekein. They wanted to say the same regarding Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Ela shenitfa shah. They didn't have the opportunity because he was one of the asara aruge malchus and ein maspid mal aruge malchus. The halacha is that we don't say a hesped on the aruge malchus. Rashi explains because they're concerned that the king may change his mind and not let them be buried. So we quickly bury them before the king could change his mind. Another pshat that I saw is that they're concerned how the government will react. The government's going to say that we kill them and you show them honor. And Ben Yoyada says the concern is that what's going to happen is that the government's going to say that certainly during the Hesped, they must have said something negative about us. In order to avoid that, they didn't make a Hesped. Tanabana Aim Abram Sashana, we go back to the halachas of a leap year. Aim Sashana Elm Kain Yuratza Nasi. Only if the Nasi is agreeable that we make it into a leap year. One time Rav Gamaliel had to travel for community matters, the Shah Lovai, and it took him a while till he got back. So they decided that they're going to make it into a leap year, but with the condition that Rav Gamaliel consents. Shabar Rav Gamaliel Amar writes Ani, when Rav Gamaliel came and said that I'm agreeable, Nimtza Shana Muberis, at that point the year became a Shana Haberis. There's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam says that you have to have the Sanhedrin as doing the leap year, making it a leap year. The Ramban says that all you need to have is people who have smicha. Again, the smicha that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Reb Chaim Brisker says that what is the pshat? He says he connects it to our Gemara. Our Gemara says that you have to have a nasi. And Reb Chaim Brisker says that the machloikis of the Rambam and the Ramban is how do we view the role of the nasi? Do we view the role of the nasi as being the head of the Sanhedrin? If we view the Nasi as being the head of the Sanhedrin, what our Gemara is teaching us is that the Sanhedrin has to be involved in making the year into leap year. And the Nasi and his, in the Nasi as his being the head of that, Beis Din, has to be part of it. According to the Ramban, there's no requirement of a Nasi. And because there's no requirement of a Nasi, there's no requirement for Sanhedrin. And the requirement that our Gemara says that you have to have a Nasi is a separate obligation where there's a din that you have to have the Nasi. But of course, as we know, that once the Sanhedrin and the Nasi and the office of the Nasi no longer exists, the halacha now is that we have this all by Hillel calculated when it's going to be a leap year, and that's in place forever. The only reason we can make it into a leap year is they needed it, that the highways got ruined in the winter, and they need to have time to fix it so people could go be oil regal for Pesach, or the bridges have to be repaired, or b'nei tanuri paschim, if their ovens, which were outdoors, got ruined and they need them for the current Pesach, the Bnei Golish Yisrael, people who live in Chutz Aretz, Shenekrim Kaimam, Vadayim Likiu, people who are on the way to coming to Yisrael for Pesach, but because of whatever is the situation with the road, whatever was the situation with the road, they can't get there, and we don't want to discourage them from coming, so that's why we make it into leap year. Avol, the halacha is loy b'nei shalig, not because of the snow, loy b'nei b'tzina, not because it's cold, because even though the snow may be coming down now, but by the time Pesach comes, it obviously won't be snowing, won't be cold, and therefore that's not a reason to delay Pesach. If it's a situation where they haven't yet started to travel, and it's a situation where they can't get to Eretz Yisrael, so they just shouldn't come. I saw another pshat that the Rash Mishant suggests. He says, if they didn't leave on time, and because they didn't leave on time, now they can't get there on time, we won't make it into leap year because they didn't do what they were supposed to do and leave in the proper time. Continues the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, Amram Abram Sashana, Lemim Neagdoyim Velem Etaloyim. We don't make the year into leap year because the animals that are going to be used for the Karban Pesach are small. And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara, that either there's just not enough meat on the animal, or the meat is not that good, and therefore we're concerned that let them get bigger and better, so we should have them for the Karban Pesach. Furthermore, the halacha is, as we've discussed, if a woman has a child, she has to bring birds for a carbon. Azov and Azova have to bring birds for a carbon. And typically, they didn't travel. Travel was difficult. So they didn't come to Yerushalayim especially for that reason. But what they would do is, when they came, they would bring all the kabanas that they had, that they owed. And they needed to have birds for all these kabanas. And that's not a good enough reason that not to bring the carbon. What we're allowed to do is sad l'shana. Even though it's not a good enough reason to make it into a leap year, but we're going to learn, as we get into our shiur, different reasons. And we're going to learn that typically one reason alone is not enough. This could be a backup reason. If you have one of the reasons, and then you have this reason, then you make it into a leap year. How do we notify that it's a leap year? It would notify Medina Nachnu L'Choin. We're notifying you, the Gazla Rekikin, the birds are still soft, they're not big, they haven't matured. Vimraya Darekin, and the animals aren't yet matured. Zimna Daviv V'Leimata, the spring has not come, or the grain has not yet been ripened, and we need to have the grain for the carbon omer. V'shvart milsa bampoi, and we decided v'asifa b'shata dot los on yamin, we added to this year 30 days. So many mefarshim rishonim asked the question, Rav Shimon Gamliel did not live in the time of the Bayis HaMikdash. So since he didn't live in the time of Bayis HaMikdash, why was there a concern that the animals cannot be used for Karban Pesach? Once there was no Beis HaMikdash, there is unfortunately no Karban Pesach anymore. So I saw two answers. One is that this is a proof that they continued bringing the Karban Pesach. We know it's a very big halachic discussion. This is a proof that they continued bringing the Karban Pesach even for a while after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That's one approach. The other approach is that they lived with such a tremendous amuna, with such tremendous faith, that the Mashiach is coming any day, and not only is Mashiach coming any day, the Beis HaMikdash will be immediately rebuilt, and we're going to need to bring the Karban Pesach. So even though it was a time when the Karban Pesach yet wasn't really necessary, they lived with this amuna that they're going to need the Karban Pesach, and that's how they spoke in those terms. Meisvei asked the Gemara, we learned that the Brisa said that the leap year, the other that we add, other Sheni, has in it 30 days. Meisvei kami ibishana shloishim yoim. Rav Shimon Gamliel ayma chodesh. So isn't that mean that Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion is that the extra month is 29 days? So why does it over here say that he added 30 days? Amar Rapapa says the Gemara, what it's meant is Rotsu Chodesh. If they want, they add 29 days. And if they want, Shloshim Yoim. There's no hard and fast rule. Says the Gemara, Tochazi. Let's see, says the Gemara, my ikka, the difference between the Kfir Kadmoi, Shimon Gamliel was from the earlier Nasiim, and he was very sharp in his leadership skills. The Gemara says, Rashi says, that he used to cause the Talmidim to tremble. L'anvesoi Basroi, his son, the difference between Gamliel Azakin, who we know from throughout Shas, was very sharp, versus his son of Shimon Gamliel, who was known to be very humble. The Tanya, Master Gamliel, Shayosha Agav Mala Baharabais, he was sitting on a step in by the Harabais, for Yochan Saifa Haloz Omilafonov, and Yochan and Saifa was standing there, the Sholish Igros Chatuchais Lafona Menuchais. There were three empty pieces of paper in front of him. Amalai, and Rav Gamliel says to Yochan and Saifa, Tul Agar Techada, take one piece of paper, Viksubai, and write, Lachana B'nei Goloi Law, to our brothers who live in the upper Golol, Lachana B'nei Goloi Tata, to our brothers who live in the lower Golol, Shlom Chun Yaskei, he greets them, and he says, Maidon Anachtul Chon, I am notifying you, this man, be remota. The halacha is that in the fourth and the seventh years of the Shemitah cycle, those are year bir maestros. And the halacha is that you have to take out all of any truma maeser that you have in your warehouse that you haven't yet distributed and give them to the people that are supposed to get it, truma to the kohen, maeserishin to the levi, etc. And at that time, you make the declaration, Be'arti ha-kodesh min ha-beis, v'gam nesat of l'levi, l'ger, l'yosam, ul'mona. Be'arti ha-kodesh refers to the Maaseh Sheni. So he said, I want you to know that now is the time of Bir Maaseh, and l'frusha Maaseh, then he says, you have to take off Maaseh, metam de zaysa, from your olives, because those were places where there were many olives. And Rav Gamliel then tells him, Tolagart the Chada, take another piece of paper, ksub, and write, Lachana b'nei drama, to our brethren who live in the south, Shlom chum yaske, Medora nachtul chon des man b'rimoto, the time for being meiser is coming, Lafrusha masra me'umre shablaya, to take off meiser from the grain, because where they lived there was much grain. But Tolagart the Chada, and then take another piece of paper, for Kosov, Lachona b'nei Golsov, a bubble, to our brethren in bubble, Ulachona de b'modei, and our brethren in modei, Ulshar Golvis Yisrael, and the rest of Kla Yisrael that live in Golos, Shloim Chayazgil Oilam, Medina Nachl Chaim, the Goyzlan Rikikin, that the birds have not matured, Vermeya the Dekim, the animals have not matured, Zimna da Mardel Emotam, and it's the grain has not ripen, Shvar Milsa Ba'ampa Ba'ampa Chavroi, and we decided, I and all my colleagues, Vaisifas Hashat Adon, and we added to this year, Yom Tlos of 30 days, to make it into leap year. So we see that Rav Gamliel, with all of his sharpness, how he included in his letter saying that what I'm doing because all of my colleagues have agreed that it's the right thing to do. Says the Gemara, it's not a proof, because Dilma Basa Davrua. We know that the Gemara Masech de Brachas tells us that Rav Gamliel was very sharp towards Rabbi Yeshua, and because he was so sharp with Rabbi Yeshua, that's why he was removed. So from then on, he acted in a very different manner. And these letters were written after that happened. It isn't a proof that he was that way. It wasn't a proof that that was the way he always behaved. Moreover, there's a very big machloikus, Rambam and Ramban. We spoke about the Vidui Maisa that said at that time, and there's a machloikus, Rambam and Ramban, if that halacha, that Vidui Maisa is said wherever you live, or it's said strictly in Yerushalayim by the Harabayis when the time comes, says the Gemara. There are three reasons to make the year into leap year. Ala Oviv, that means, as we've been saying, if the grain has not yet ripened, and the din is that Pesach is Chodesh Aviv, and that means that the grain has to be ripened by the time Pesach comes. Particularly, from Pesach on, we eat the Chadosh, the new grain, and we bring the Korban Omer. And if the grain has not ripened, there's going to be a problem bringing the Korban Omer. The Peres Eilon, if the fruit, the tree, the fruit has not yet ripened till Shavuos, because Shavuos is called Chag HaBikurim. And even though, as the Rishonim point out, the halacha is you don't necessarily have to bring Bikurim on Shavuos, you could bring it on till Sukkos, but the Torah wants, they did not want to have to come back. Travel, as we've been saying, was complicated in those times. So it was difficult to have to come back to bring the Bikurim. So they wanted that the fruit should be ripe before Shavuos. Or they were concerned that something would come up and prevent them from being able to bring it by Sukkos, so they should at least bring it on Shavuos. Vat Kufa. If the seasons, we know that the seasons of the year are connected to the solar year, but we count the months and the Yom Tovim according to the lunar year, but the seasons have to line up with the Yom Tovim. The Sukkos has to be in the fall, and Pesach has to be in the spring. Rashi says, like we just said, for both of these reasons, both for Pesach in the spring and for Sukkos in the fall. The Yad Ramah disagrees. He says that when we speak about seasons, it means that Sukkos has to be in the fall. That's what's meant with Tekufa. But says the Gemara, Shnai Mehem, if two of those situations exist, Ma'abram, it's a reason to make it into leap year. However, Al Achas Mehem, if it's only for one of those reasons, Eim Abram. And says the Gemara, Ubizman Sha'aviv Hu Ech Mehem, when the reason that they're making into leap year is because of the spring, Hakos Mechem, because as we just said, if the grain has not yet ripened, we're not going to have any grain to bring for the Korban Omer. And therefore, to make that we should be able to have Korban Omer properly, that's why that's a good reason. Shimon Gamliel Omer Al Tekufa, he says for the seasons. Ibailahu. So ask the Gemara, what did he mean when he made the statement? Did he mean to say Al Tekufa Smechen, that if the seasons lining up is one of the reasons, that's also something that they're happy about? Because if the season fall, if they do it because of the fruit, so then Chag HaSukkos is pushed off. If Chag HaSukkos is pushed off, they're unhappy because it's likely to be raining or that. Oy shal tekufa ma'abrim. Well, it means that it's a reason to push it off, that but it's not a reason that they should be happy. So again, Rashi explains, if they're going to push it off because of other reason and the seasons are lined up, that's okay. Then, but if it's because of tekufa, that's not a reason to be happy, because when they're pushing it off because of tekufa, that means Sukkos is going to be late in the year. And when Sukkos is late in the year, people are unhappy because the weather is not so nice. Tanabana Shlosh Arotzes. We know Etzes Yisrael is divided into three regions. And for the three regions of Etzes Yisrael, Ma'abrim Sashana, the considerations that we've been speaking about apply to these three regions, Yehuda, Ve'Vayad, Va'Golo. And says the Gemara, Ashtaimhem, when the reasons that we just explained apply to two of the regions, Ma'abrim, we make it into leap year. However, if the reasons we're discussing only apply to one region, Eima Abin. It was man she Yehuda achs mehen. If Yehuda is one of the regions that this the reasons are applying, Hakos mechem. Because as we've been explaining, she ain Omer ba el Yehuda. The Omer came from Yehuda, and therefore, if they're pushing it off because the grain is not ready, and the Omer, the grain that they use for the Korban Omer comes from Yehuda, so that's a good reason to push it off. It means that the grain isn't ripened. But if in Yehuda it's ripened, and they could have already brought the Korban Omer, and they're delaying it because of the other places, they're unhappy because they're ready to have the carbon omer, and as soon as the carbon omer comes, they could eat the chadash, and now they're pushing it off, and that's what makes them unhappy. They're going to have to wait another month to eat the chadash. Tanabonim, Abraham Sashana Elabi Huda. We, the Bezdin in which we make the Iber is in Yehuda, but if they did it in Golem, Muberis. Heyet Chananya Ish Oinai. Im Iber Begolol, Einem Muberis. He says that even with the Evid, if they did it in Golol, it's not acceptable. Amr of Yehuda Bered of Shimon Pazi, my Tamad Chananya Ish Oinai. Amr Krol Shichnai Tirush of Vasa Shama. Called Rishis Shat Dairish. Whenever you need to get together to make a decision about a leap year, Lo Yehei El B'Shchein Shemakim, it should be in the vicinity of Hashem, which is Yehuda. That's where the Beis Hamikdash was. Tana Abonim. Eim Ramas Hashanah El B'Yoyim. It only may be done by day. V'mru V'Laila, if they did it at night, Enim Uberes, it's unacceptable. Eim Akachim Es HaChodesh El B'Yoyim, Allah that we discussed previously, to declare the new month, it's only be done by day. From Ketshu Balayla, if they did it by night, Enim HaKodesh. Amr of Abba Maikra, where do we learn these halachas from? Because the Pasuk says, Tiku B'chodesh Shoyfa B'Kesla Yom Chageinu. Which Yontif is this Pasuk referring to? Ezu Chag Shechodesh Miskasaba. There's only one Yontif where you can't see the new moon. Because there's only one Yontif which is at the beginning of the month. That is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah. Have Amazer Rosh Hashanah. And the Pasuk says, Ki Chayk Lisrael Hu, Mishpat L'Lekei Yaakov. It's compared to a Mishpat. And we declare Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Hashanah and also Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. From here we learn, Ma Mishpat, just like a Din Torah, is only done, only B'yoyim. Af, so too, Kiddush HaChodesh, so too, that the Kiddush HaChodesh is only B'yoyim. And that's the reason why they would keep the first day, which was the 30th day of Elul, as Rosh Hashanah, but they weren't sure. That day was a Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar B'Kesa. It was a day that they weren't sure if will be declared as Rosh Chodesh and is really Rosh Hashanah, or maybe it will not be declared as Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah, and they will have kept it not because it was really the right day, the next day is the right day, that is the Yontav Rosh Hashanah.